Welcome to Why Wonders Why, a companion podcast to Smart Enough to Know Better. This episode is entitled The Tax Man Cometh. Now, if you live in a country that has any kind of central government, congratulations, because you're doing better than some people in the world. But that means you probably pay tax of some sort. You pay tax, and every year you've got to fill out a form, and you've got to send it into a tax person, and they say, give us more money, or they send you a refund. And a lot of people grumble and grizzle about tax, because they go, why do I have to pay so much tax? Why doesn't that person pay tax? Where does my tax money go to? Oh, I'm very upset about it. And so, being the raging gentleman that I am, I decided I was going to look into my own personal tax this year, because now's the time for Australians to pay tax. Actually, look at tax. Where does it go? Where's it spent? Who's it spent on? Who's taking your money and why? There are only two things in this world that are going to happen to you. One is Dan and one is taxes. And so on the podcast, I have here Dan. Hello, Dan.
Hello, hello from sunny Greece, where we don't pay any tax.
Well, I think they should pay tax, but
we're supposed to, but we don't.
And it got them into a lot of trouble with the whole European Union and it was
hard. That's for the politicians to deal with. I'm just enjoying a tax-free status.
Yeah, well, I think there's a lot of austerity in Greece now. I don't think it's ended very well for most Grecians. How much does a Grecian earn? Waka waka waka.
Porcelain joke. I like it.
Yeah, thank you.
It's good. Classy.
Thank you. Yes. Now, I'm
certainly historic. It's certainly like many of your jokes. Wonderfully historic.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. So, Dan, we're going to talk about taxes today. We're going to talk about, look, it's going to be mainly Australian taxes. In fact, it'll get pretty much all the Australian taxes. So I'm sorry, international listeners. But the point of this is you can find this information quite easily on your tax returns in Australia. It's all there. So I mean, what's your take on tax? Do you like taxes, Dan? Are you a big tax man?
There should be more tax. Ooh. I think one of the biggest problems with society is that we're somehow the politicians are like, oh, people don't want tax. Of course we don't want tax.
No.
You're taking away our money. Mm. But it's very good to have. Mm. And in the countries that are taxed really highly, everyone's happy.
Yeah.
But in countries that are taxed really lowly, some people are happy because they've got lots of money, and some people are unhappy because they don't have any money at all. Mm-hmm. And the wealth disparity causes more unhappiness. Mm-hmm. And then, as you pointed out on the podcast, not very recently at all, quite a long time ago, 150 years after you get that wealth disparity, the country is gone. Yep. Look at Rome.
Yeah, that's right. Well, still there, but yeah, it's not. And I've shadowed
it. Yeah, but they're not paying tax.
Yeah, that's true. No sesterces coming in now. No, lira even. It's all euro. Anywho, I think you're right there. I mean, we're not tax people, but you have to pay tax because it pays for roads and it pays, in our country, for hospitals and for schools and for the army.
It pays to teach children not to break into my place and take off with my VCR.
Yes. Well, once again,
that's an heirloom, man, VCR.
It's one of those things that we...
I can't replace that.
No.
You can't go down to JB Hi-Fi and get a PCR anymore.
Absolutely not.
That thing is irreplaceable.
Stop telling people the value of your things in your house, Dan, because they already know roughly where you live, and now they know you've got valuable VCRs inside.
Well, not valuable, but VCR.
Emotionally valuable. Anyway.
It's the Bakelite cylinders that would be really hard to...
Shh, don't mention it. We're recording on them now. So in Australia, we pay, as we're talking individual people, I'm not going to go into corporate tax and all that sort of, there's a lot of different sort of taxes, payroll taxes and things, but we mainly as individuals, we pay income tax. So you earn money and then you have to give a percentage of it to the government to pay for things in the world.
Yeah.
And the other thing we have to pay is GST, goods and services tax. Or VAT. So in Britain, they call it VAT, value-added tax.
Which is a pretty good one. That's a good tax because the people who want to spend lots of money, they have to pay a little bit more to society.
Mm.
And they're getting stuff.
Yeah.
Like cool luxury items like boats and DVDs and tampons.
Yes. Yes. This is the problem that your last point, comedically made, but a good point. Yes, it is a good thing, but rich people don't spend – if you're 10 times richer than an average person, you're not going to pay 10 times GST in a year. There's only so many boxes of cereal, books, VCRs, trips to Hawaii, Ferraris you can buy. And so you're not going to end up actually spending as equal percentage of your pay as a poor person is, because they have to spend it to live. Electricity and food and rent and that sort of stuff, or mortgage.
They can get GST-free stuff.
They can, and in our country there's books.
Yeah, there's a lot of beige stuff that's GST-free.
Yeah.
Lots of beige.
Yeah. I'm not anti-GST, but I think that you have to be careful just to say, we'll just increase the GST because it will hurt the poor much more than it hurts the rich. There should be luxury taxes. I mean, this is a different thing. We're not here to, this is a very different thing. There just should be luxury tax, and there are for some things. Sometimes if you import a Ferrari from Italy into Australia, you're going to end up paying a lot of luxury tax because there's no reason to own this ridiculous automobile. And so the government slams a pretty big tax on you on top of everything else. Yep. So, in our country, in Australia, income tax was levied by the states and the federal governments. Everyone had a different tax before World War One, so before 1914.
And I didn't know that.
First opposed in Australia in 1884 in South Australia. Income tax for federally was in World War One, 1915, I should say, sorry. And it was to fund World War One, basically. It's like, hey, everyone, we want to go kill lots of Turks. Let's go and charge you tax. And then between World War One and World War Two in Australia, states and federal government levied taxes, income taxes. And finally, in World War Two, the federal government took it over and said, look, this is getting ridiculous. And they took away the states' rights to levy income taxes. And they said, only we can levy income taxes. And they did. And it was much higher than it had ever been before to pay for World War Two. So our tax system is all based on
wars.
For the attacks, yeah, a tax for attacks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's all very weird. Now, back then, in 1951, if you earned roughly $500,000, every cent after that was taxed 75 cents. So you lost 75 cents after about $400,000, roughly.
Now, that's poor rich people.
I know. Every year that has dropped. Until today, now anything over $180,000, so they've lowered that number, you pay less than 30 cents in the dollar. So
that's bullshit.
I know. And guess who we paid larger amounts in the center. So basically the middle income people get hammered and rich people walk away. And, you know, that's just the way it works. That's the way it works. Yep. And people get angry in our country about wealth. They call it death tax. This idea that if you earn $1 million during your life and you have millions of dollars, and then when you die, you get to give it to your kids tax-free. And it's rude to not let your children have money. And I find that really weird because you go, no, it should be taxed. Because you'd be, oh, but what about my children? And you're like, well, set your children up properly so they can earn money and not be – you're not taking all the money from them. You're just saying out of $1 million, we're only going to give them $500,000. I mean, cry me a river on that one. I'm sorry. I just think estate tax should be a thing. Because the problem with wealth over generations is what causes problems. It causes problems, Dan. Anyway.
It causes monarchies. Do you want a monarchy? Because that's how you get monarchies.
It causes Donald Trumps. I know we're not mentioning him on this podcast, but it causes Kerry Packers and Packers.
Also Hillary Clinton's.
But... And the Clintons? No, let's go there as well. That's fine. The Clintons. That's right. These families.
Dynasties.
Thank you. The Kennedys. There you go. Exciting people.
Oh, they need to get taxed. Imagine the death taxes you'd get from the Kennedys. They're always dying.
Steady.
That's like a license to print money.
Wow. Where would you like this check posted? Oh, back into the left? No. Too far.
See, I was trying to think of a back into the left joke. Yeah, I'm like, yeah. I think they've all been done.
I can't think of a new slant on the old back into the left one. I know, that's right. I'm sorry. Anyway, moving on. So that was a very quick thing of income tax in Australia, just to say where we are in Australia now paying tax. And there's a payroll tax and there's also different taxes. There's not a lot of company tax. It's very low because, as Dan made a comment at the start, we have a habit of governments coming in and saying, we're going to lower all your taxes. And you're like, well, how are we going to pay for everything? Don't worry about that. We're going to lower all your taxes. And you're like, no, we can't have things. Like, ah, oh, crap, you're right. Damn it.
Because the thing is, if your government isn't massively corrupt,
mm-hmm.
then you can all put your money together and pool it and do it properly. Has anyone who complains about PAX ever been in a co-op where everyone puts in $20 and they get a big box of fruit because you can all buy in bulk? Yep. That's what the government is.
Yeah.
No way. Yep. Do you know how much it would cost to pave just your bit of road?
Yeah.
It would be astronomical.
Now, of course, if you are corrupt, that sucks. And it doesn't go where you want it to go. And that's an important part. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe you're angry about where your tax actually ends up.
Oh, well, you know what? 90% of my tax goes...
Where's that?
To the dull bludgers.
That's what people say.
To the leaners.
That's right.
There's lifters and there's leaners. And these leaners are just leaning over everything and my money's going to them and what are they doing for it? Fuck all.
They're leaning. That's all they're
doing. Fuck all. In fact, they're leaning on my stuff.
Yep.
And... Well, you talk about infrastructure. You know what happens to infrastructure when people lean on it?
Too much. Yeah, well, all those forces on one side of a structure suddenly pushes it over. Telephone pole, pushed right over.
God, I'm glad we got a little bit of science into this. Squeeze a little bit of science in.
So that's one side. People do say that. I've heard that a lot. Like all these welfare bludgers, these dole bludgers, as we call them. That's
immigrants.
Like, immigrants, yes. And immigrants, they take all our money. I've heard, on the other hand, it's all military.
Oh, fucking arts.
Well, the military. It's all spent on the military. Oh, the military in Australia. It's spent too much money on that side. What about corporate welfare? Oh, it's all given to the bloody corporations. Heard that too.
Arts. Plays. Live theatre.
Oh, God.
All the grants that go out to live theatre, Gregoire.
I know, it's
what
insane.
What a waste of time.
Indeed.
Who ever had a good night going to the theatre? That's my question. No one.
No, not one person.
Not one person has ever enjoyed going to the theatre. They do it so they look fancy in front of their fancy friends.
Or they want to get laid, which is fine. I get it. Like, you know, the theatre people are normally more attractive than the average Neanderthal troglodyte on the street. So if you get into theatre, you're probably going to meet someone cute. And if they're kind of broken like you are, then, of course, you can get your end away.
Or, but if you go to a bachelor and spinster's ball out in the country, I mean, they're all up for it.
Well, we weren't talking about. Do they get tax money like the arts?
No, you got to pay. But they're all farmers, so they're making proper money. They're they're lifters, Greg. Yeah,
they're lifters. Cool.
They're not relying on welfare, except when there's no rain.
Yes, and then they're given a lot of money. Well, yeah, they're given money. So I like the fact that we just totally glossed over the fact that we just told the actors that all they're doing it for is to get laid. That's good.
They know what they're doing.
They're aware. They're not going to write in angrily because they don't want to rock the boat.
They're too busy fucking.
This is Gregoire's tax receipt. This is my tax receipt. I'm going to talk percentages. I realize that I'm actually weirdly unaffected by... dollar values. I was talking to people about this idea, and nearly everyone I talked to went, you can't tell people what you earn and how much. And I was like, why? I realize this is a thing that humans don't like talking about money. So I've converted it to percentages, not to upset people. Okay. Because
the trick is that the businesses have taught you not to talk about money because you don't talk about money with people and you're not like, wait a second, I should be being paid more.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's talk about how much percentage wise my tax receipt says. So 39.5% of every...
Oh, Jesus, here we go.
Goes
those scumbags at the welfare office.
Well, yes, it is. It's welfare.
Damn druggy kids. Those damn druggy kids, isn't it?
Well, let's break it down. This is Australia, and Americans are like, what? This is we live in a welfare system. We don't allow people to die, though sometimes we do, of course. And we have hospital care, and we have, you know, we try and look after people. And our tax, 39% of my tax and a half go towards this. Let's break it down, though. 16% goes to the aged, old people.
That's just throwing. Good money after bad.
Don't be nasty. I like that because, well, they've worked, they've paid taxes, and now this is going to help them after the end. So I'm looking forward to that when I get many, many, many years older. Second one, 10.5% of this welfare money goes to disabilities.
Oh, well, they need it.
They need it.
They don't work.
That's right.
Well, that's quite pretty sensible.
Yes.
Old people and disabilities.
Yeah, there you go.
A lot. Yeah.
8.5% of the original 39.5% goes to families.
Those scumbags.
And I think it's good to, if you can get...
No, we got to look after people, because yes. We want more families.
Yeah, and we want...
Those kids are going to grow up, pay more tax.
And that's right, and also...
That's investment in the future, that is.
Exactly right. And they're going to grow up and not break into my house and steal your VCR, which in my house, it seems, which is a bit weird. There you go. I didn't want to say
What? Are you taking my...
Here we go. He's going to get your blood up. This is going to get your blood up.
The druggies.
The next one. It is the unemployed, Dan. The unemployed. Your
scumbags.
The unemployed Dan Beeston. The unemployed get 2.5% of my tax per year.
Well, that's not enough.
That's not enough.
They need to give them more because those poor suckers are... That's on poverty levels.
It's so low. It's so low. Look, I'm going to say a number here. It's about $300 a year from my tax. I piss more of that away on little plastic men that I paint up and put on my shelf and go pew, pew, pew with them. It's pathetic, in fact. We should probably raise that, you know?
Yeah.
And then there's 2% spent on other. And when I looked up other, it's assistance to a lot of different areas, including the Indigenous Australians.
They need as much help as they can get.
And that just shows how friggin' awfully low that is.
It's
not just Indigenous Australians. They're a percentage of this 2%.
Yeah. So, although, you know what? Maybe when we paid top dollar for all the land in their country when we arrived, and they shouldn't have pissed it all away, which is, I'm assuming, how that went down.
I always wonder about the slogan, always was, always will be Aboriginal land. And I always have a problem with that, and not because I don't agree with it, but everyone says it, and we're all very proud of saying it. Well, not everyone, but people are proud of saying it. But I kind of go, is it cool for us to say that when we're actually saying, hey, don't worry, it always was and always will be your land. We're not paying a goddamn cent for it, though. We're never going to pay you reparations. Yeah. We're never going to apologize.
If we paid for it, it would be ours.
Yes.
I guess it'll always be yours. Yes. By the way, our building's on it. Get off my property.
That's right. It's such a – and I kind of go – I just – and things like we're paying respects to elders, which I agree with. You should say this in Australia. It's start of everything. You should just say this thing. It's one of the – any meeting kind of thing. You should definitely say it. But once again, you're like, I pay respects for the elders, but I don't want them to come in here. This land that belongs to them, they can't actually allow to come onto ever. It sits in my head as a, we're saying a lot of words. We're not doing jack crap and nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses on, but not those ones.
Those
ones.
Yeah.
Do you have any with lighter skin?
Yeah.
Maybe sexy. Sort of a.
Yeah. And ones that weren't here first. Anywho. So there you go. So 39%. And 0.5% went to welfare, and it's broken down. It's really small, and I have no problem with welfare because I live in a system that will keep me alive if things go wrong. For example, COVID, and our government is giving money to people to stay in jobs and helping them on Job Starter, so looking for jobs. Our businesses are even being helped to stay afloat, and I agree with this. Though this will be a tax burden in the future, I'm all for it.
Yeah,
I'm a filthy communist, obviously.
Oh, God. Well, I mean, we did an entire episode about universal basic income.
Yes.
Ever since, I've been a complete convert.
Absolutely.
Like, it is ridiculous. It is absolutely ridiculous that in this world of plenty that people still are skipping meals and starving and living on the streets. It's insane.
It doesn't.
It's so stupid.
And I'm not even going to pick on – people always pick, America. Forget America. Let's talk about Australia. Australia per capita is the wealthiest country in the world. So per head of population, we live in the wealthiest country in the world. So – because we don't have a big population. We have a lot of natural resources and we have clever people doing cool things. So – but we can't keep homeless people. You know how you stop people being homeless, Dan? This is going to solve the problem. You build them homes.
You put them in a home.
Give them a home. Just pay for it. And it's cheaper than bloody arresting them. And I'm angry now. I'm sorry. This is meant to be a tax, and now I'm angry at society.
It's funny how we're talking about tax, and we're not angry at the tax.
I'm not angry at the tax at all. I don't mind paying tax, Dan.
I love it. It makes me feel good to pay tax, Greg.
And you know why? I think because you're a sensible human being. You know how everyone talks about rights? Rights, rights, rights. My right this, my right that, right to do this, right to carry a gun, right to speak, right to not be murdered. You know, all these cool
right
rights.
Right to not wear a mask when I go to Bunnings.
Yes, all that good stuff. You know what they don't talk about? Responsibilities of living in a bloody society. Like, because no one wrote that down. No one went, here's what you're expected to do. The bare minimum is follow the rules and not bad rules. You know, we're not talking jackbooting down the Champs-Élysées. You know, we don't have to jump.
Look, there are a couple of anthems that we'd be happy for you to learn the first verse of.
Yeah, well, but I just think you have a responsibility. Don't be a dick. That's a good responsibility. If you want to live in my country, or now, not even my country, oh, there you go, but you live in the country, then don't be a dick. When I take over, Dan, that's going to be my rule. That's going to be a big symbol. It's going to be me with don't be a dick written over it.
And we're going to execute dicks. So not really a step up. It's going to be a bit of a nightmare. But hey, at least you'll be in charge.
I didn't say that. You said that. Moving on.
Yeah, I've known you long enough.
That's not fair. That is not fair. I am not into capital punishment. I'm really not. But I would really...
Yeah, you say that now.
I'd really twist people a lot. Like, I'd give them a damn good burn. Like a noogie. I'd noogie the heck out of them.
You've got a Chinese... You've got a Chinese burn for...
I wouldn't... Well, let's just... I must admit, there are nights where I'm like, I don't want to kill that person. You know, you see on the news some awful person. But, you know, if they happen to die, I wouldn't be sad. And there's a slippery slope there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, I won't cry...
Suddenly you're pushing people down slippery slopes.
Yes, yeah. into the dumpster fire at the end, yeah. Anyway, vote Greg. You'll never have to vote again. That's what I'm saying.
Just don't rise up against him.
I am not a monster. I am, damn it.
And you know what? People who say that are generally, it turns out, not monsters, listeners. People who
you can't,
feel compelled to say, I am definitely not a monster.
I am moving on because I'm being maligned. And all I'm saying, Dan, is I'm writing your name in the book.
Yeah.
And that book will one day come out.
Not a manifesto.
not a manifesto.
Not a manifesto.
It's a woo-manifesto because they're better than us. See what I did there? Thank you.
What, you're trying to team up with the weaker sex?
What
are you trying to team up against the strongest sex with the weakest sex?
They're terrifying. Don't mess with women, Dan. Jesus Christ. Don't mess with women. What are you doing? Lordy.
Fair enough.
Lordy. Anyway, 19%. So we've had 39.5%. The next one down is 19%. That's health. Yep. Health, Dan. Health.
Jeez, that's 20%.
20%.
Of all tax.
Yes.
Goes
right.
To keeping people healthy and keeping them out of hospitals.
So public hospitals, public pharmaceuticals. So, you know, in America, they go, some asshole company just goes, this drug that keeps your blood pressure down so you don't die, I'm going to charge $500 a pill because I can. In our country, it's like, nah, it's going to be $20. And like, oh, shit. And this is how it works. So yay for us. And then there's also Aboriginal and Torres Strait Island health programs. There's mental health services and health workforce initiatives. So that's 20% of our money spent.
Great. I mean, what a waste of money.
What?
Yeah, if you don't spend that money, all those people will die and the problem takes care of itself.
And then you have no economy because you've got no one earning money.
Oh, well, you can twist things around with your financial stuff.
This is the point. This is where people – and I'm not – the whole argument, economy versus people. You know, we get masks versus the economy, all this madness at the moment. You go, you know that economy isn't like – there's not like a big hairy beast that lives in the forest called the economy that shits money and we have to keep it alive. We're the economy.
It's
you
like
and I.
It's like you're never stuck in traffic.
No.
You are traffic.
You are traffic. That's right.
You are the economy.
You are the economy. And the economy can't go if we aren't spending
money.
It's
more human.
Yes, it is.
It's
and it is.
Our beast.
Yes.
We ride the economy.
We
all jump up on the back of the economy and ride it like a
We
like
are the
big
beast
hairy
with
beast
many backs, with a sexy
the beast masters is
we
what
are.
We are.
It's incredible. So you can't – and you can't just say we have to keep the economy open because if you're too scared to go to Safeway, to buy your grits to eat, then your economy collapses even though you're allowed to go. It's or right now in Australia, unfortunately, Victoria's had another big outbreak of COVID, which is really scary and awful. If someone said to me, hey, Greg, don't worry, we've opened all the borders and we're going to give you a 50% off holiday to Victoria, you can go to any inner Melbourne suburb and spend a week and lick all the people, I would still say no. Even though it's 50%
and you know
off.
What? All the other states, we're still open and we're putting money into the economy and Victoria can... We can look after them.
Yes, that's right. Exactly.
Because we're doing it.
Yeah, that's right. So health. That's health. That was health. Next, 9%. So we're down to 9% already. 9%. Here we go.
9%. 9%. Can I guess?
Yeah, sure, please.
9% goes to Kerry Packer.
That's further down.
Rupert Murdoch.
We'll get to him later on. Defence.
Defence. 9%.
9%. So military operations, delivery of Navy, Army, Air and intelligence capabilities, and also... assistance to veterans and dependents. So,
oh, all right.
So there you go. And I thought that was the number that was going to irritate me when I first saw it. And I was like, because I'm not a big one for war, no matter what Dan says about me. and I understand the need for military, for defense, but I want it to be defense, not attack. And maybe I'm naive, but I think that we... anyway, look, this is a different story, I guess. But yeah, but if this number did not offend me too much.
The thing is, the Australian military, a lot of what they do is peacekeeping missions where they go to places and
yes.
they help with recoveries.
Yes,
and,
yeah.
Like They build things. They're a great big special rescue squad.
They can be.
And the times where they're actually going into attack, I mean, we just don't.
We have a lot of specialists. We have a lot of people, SAS kind of stuff. We send and experts in small areas. We don't have waves and waves of bodies to throw at people. We have small specialists, highly specialized technology to defend a massive continent and friends with the US, basically. Yep. It's always good to have a big brother who is, you know, much bigger than you and everyone else around you.
Even when they're a bit of a psycho.
It's always good to sign yourself with a psycho. Don't mess with me. Look at that guy.
He'll go kafefe on your ass.
Okay, so that's 9%. 8%. 1% yeah. underneath. I kind of wish these had been swapped, but here we go. Education,
yeah.
Higher education institutions, vocational education, so TAFE, so learning how to be a plumber, and that sort of stuff, and government and non-government primary and secondary schools.
Yeah, that should probably be higher.
It should probably be higher, but it's very close to defence, and that really surprised me. I wish it was the other way around, but also, oh, okay, so defence is very – if you think defence is very well – is overly paid for, but education's underpaid for. I know it's not that simple, but I was intrigued by that.
Yeah, but education is teaching everyone everything – and military is just teaching people how to kill.
Yes,
like that's just one subject.
Yes,
yes. No, and I bet the textbook's really thin too.
Next one. This one's a bit strange. 5%, general public services. So basically the
museums?
The running of government, basically. So collection of taxes, basically all the costs.
Treasury,
all that stuff, but also the costs for the Commonwealth, the CSIRO, the Commonwealth Scientific and Industrial Research Organization, comes out of this, which I'm all for. The Australian Institute of Marine Sciences, Australian Research Council also comes out of this. All statistical services, so when we have to census. And, yes, yeah, so all that sort of stuff.
When they ask for all your information.
That's right. So they can
track
you.
So they can put it into their database.
Yeah, and work out that you need more sewerage so that you don't get cholera, those bastards.
And if you're a Muslim, so that they can put you in a death camp.
Or they can make sure they have enough mosques in your suburb. I know what you're doing, Dan. I'm not playing. Here's the next one.
Well, then why were you so against the COVID tracking app?
Because
that's the same thing, really.
That's a good question. Why was I against the COVID tracking app? And because it was a rushed out bit of technology that hasn't worked. I mean, I'm backed up now that it hasn't worked. And I'm very nervous when the people go, this thing has to be made 3 weeks later. It's now made. Get it on your phone. I know we needed it fast. I just didn't trust the people who did it because incompetence. I get worried about having backdoors into technology. Not because they were going to evilly spy on me, but all it takes is enough of a mistake and suddenly day zero bugs. It's a whole thing. And also slightly paranoid. Shut up.
Okay. Are you gonna get the COVID vaccine when it comes out?
Oh God, yes. I'm gonna get like stabbed into my ass. It's gonna be great.
Because it's the same thing. It's being rushed out. who knows what bugs all are in there.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And there is part of that. I guess...
You don't want to become autistic.
More autistic, maybe? Who knows? Okay, so next one. 4%. And by the way...
Hang on. This is... Assist a podcast to a side yes. podcast, just to go on the record.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Vaccines do not make you autistic.
No. Vaccines are one of the most amazing bits of technology humans have ever created. No, we don't. Yes, of course.
And scientists actually, you know, statistically, a little bit more likely to be autistic. So autism causes vaccines, if you really want to.
Very nice. 4%. Interest on government debt. So the government has to get money in. It's... Even though you hear a lot of the time, we have to do our country budget like we do our household budget, or you do your household budget. That's a total lie.
That's government, stupid. That's not how...
No, it's not.
That's not how you should do it. That's not how money works.
No, it's not. And it's not how international finance works, and it's a dumb idea.
We're supposed to save because we need that money for security. But the government takes our money,
yes.
and they're supposed to spend it on us.
Yeah, that's right. And
that's like saying, oh, here's some groceries. Can you go grocery shopping? Here's $200 to go grocery shopping with me. And they come back with $40 worth of garbage. Mm. And then they're like, where's the rest? It's like, oh, we've got $160 saved.
Yep.
No, I told you to go grocery shopping for me. Now I don't have enough food.
Yep, that's right. And also, in times of plenty, like Australia had 29 years of no recession, which is unprecedented. It stopped now, of course, due to COVID, but we had 29 years of no recession. No one else in the world has ever had this. And in times of plenty, you need to save money, because what happens in governments should be there to get money and build structures. But when things go wrong, one of the things that governments can do is build projects to keep people employed and working and pay for people, like now, like in our country is happening right now. And that's what a government should do on any level. Even if you're a small government person, that's what they should be doing. So you borrow when the interest rates are low, and you go into debt when required. You borrow when you need to, when you have money, and you pay it back when you can. That's how governments work. It's how countries work. So, yes, I wish that was lower.
Not Greece, but most countries.
Poor Greece. It's very true. That's just paying the interest. That's not even getting the debt down, which is very sad. But that's, you know, we're not a finance podcast. We're not going to talk about GDP. We're just going to go on now. 2%. Transport and communication.
So buses? Trains?
No, transport and communication. It support the infrastructure and regulatory framework for Australia's transport and communication sectors. So
roads.
Really... parts of that, yes, that's right. Here's one that
you don't want to drive on crappy roads.
Well, people
that's
die.
The best thing that I get out of tax is nice roads.
Yeah, and sewerage, Dan. Think about your sewerage.
I pay for that.
Oh, because you're a land baron. Good point. Yes, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, I got to pay for my water and my poop.
Yeah. Good.
Got to pay for it. Can't go on in, coming out. It's ridiculous. They get you at both ends.
Well, it's technically what income tax and GST is, because they get it. They hand you money and they take away, and then as you pay for it, they take more away from you.
Yeah. They get you coming and going.
But that's fine, because it's paying for good stuff. Next, at 2% also, fuel and energy.
Fuel. I pay for my own fuel. What are they paying for?
Yeah, now I had to look into this one. Fuel and energy. The main expense under this category is the fuel tax credit scheme. And when I looked into this,
Is this my money going to Gina fucking Reinhardt?
Yes, exactly what it is. So big business goes, we can't possibly dig your iron ore out of the ground and pay for it ourselves. You have to pay us the privilege of doing it by the tax scheme. And you're like... what? And then can we please tax the profits? No, you can't. Like, it's insane. Like, we are paying 2% of all my money, my tax money anyway, goes to rich oligarchs. So they say they pay for people, and it does to a degree, but it's very frustrating. If your multi-billion-dollar industry can't pay for their own fuel, maybe move to solar. Anyway, that one.
That 2% could go to research into renewable technologies, and we would be laughing, because you know what's out there, Greg?
Yes.
You know what's out there? Do you think it's agricultural land?
It's not agricultural. It's wide brown land, Dan. It says in the poem.
It's just 200 trillion square meters of fucking sunlight.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, exactly right. You've got it in one. It's insane.
That's all that's out there.
Yeah, and death. Death and sunlight, Dan. 1.5%. public order and safety. Public order and safety. So the federal legal system, legal aid to the community, law enforcement and intelligent activities, and protection of Australian government properties. Law, so, basically all cops. There you go.
Cops. So not fire service? Or?
No.
The cops.
Basically cops and...
Don't mind paying that, because our cops, not too not corrupt.
Not as awful. Well, some they used to be, and then they...
Yeah, but... We sort of got on top of that for a little while.
In Queensland, anyway. Yeah.
And funnily enough, over in the States, they're like, oh, my God, the cops are, like, beating up on mums and attacking young kids and stuff. And then in Australia, it's like, oh, thank goodness, that cop broke the window of that awful teenage girl.
Yeah.
I mean, what a, oh, yeah. Man, good on him. Yeah. Good on him for smashing that. Everyone's like, yay.
She was being a
mutton head.
Yeah, that's a whole different thing. To tie in with this, though, I will say that the whole defund the police kind of stuff, it's not – I look at that and say you don't want to defund the police because we don't want the police. That's a dumb way. And no one's saying that. I don't think anyone's saying – anyone sensible is not saying that anyway. What we're saying, a lot of people saying anyway, is give the funding to people who can do the job. So, and what I mean by that, if you're an insane person who's gone losing their nana, you don't actually need a person with a gun. I'm not talking – I'm talking about if you're a person who's yelling and screaming and pissing themselves in the street, don't send a person who's trained and has lethal force and the ability to use lethal force to a crazy person who needs help.
You want specialists.
Yes.
And they do aid workers. In fact, yeah. They do this in Great Britain where you get the plod. Mm-hmm. And they walk around and they don't have guns.
Mm-hmm.
If they need guns, if they come into one of those rare situations where a cop needs guns, they get the gun squad in.
Yeah. And those gun squad are told, basically, when that gun squad turns up, you know not to mess around because they're coming to kill you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've pushed them to that point. Yeah.
They kind of do it a bit in America too because they have SWAT.
Yeah.
And SWAT's job is to be like the almost military-ish.
Yeah, but SWAT gets called in on things like house raid. It's what gets overused as well. I mean, once it's getting side point.
Yeah. Specialize it like the bins in Japan. You get your food waste and your cardboard and your plastic. You specialize. So you have a range of cops and you dress them all in different colors.
Just don't have cops. Just have health, mental health workers. And you have.
No, because you want the name behind it. So you want your mind police for people with mental stuff.
Not a good thing to call them.
You want your force police, your soul police for dealing with like matters of the where people are upset.
I see.
What are the other Infinity Stones?
Yes. reality police.
You want the reality police? Oh God, you want them?
Yeah, time police.
The time police. Yes. I mean, there's a long history in cinema of time police.
Yes.
But the reality police are good. Because they're good. Because you only need a couple of them. But if something Cthulian comes through, they're the people you call.
No. Well, someone comes. Basically, someone's ranting and raving, and they're like, "Oh, I'm the king of Sweden. Come on, mate. We're the reality police. You're not." And they go, "Oh, good point. Thank you, reality police. I'm not the king of Sweden." You go, "Our job here is done." Like, that's the.
And then they dissolve.
Yes, and then basically you can just imagine the commissioner going, "I am inevitable," and all the problems are solved. That's how that movie went, wasn't it? He clicked his fingers and all the problems are solved.
Half of the problems are solved.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Once again, I'm not selling my takeover of everything very well, am I?
You're a benevolent dictatorship.
I'm on a pro Thanos platform. I'm not. I'm fine. It's all good. Moving on. So at 1.5% as well.
And you thought talking about tax was going to be boring.
Managed to get Thanos into it. Hooray. So 1.5%, foreign affairs and economic aid. This is super important. Assistance to developing countries to reduce poverty and achieve sustainable development, particularly countries in the Pacific region. This is for Australia, of course. The operation of our foreign service and contributions to international organisations. What? All good things. Every part of this is great. Love it. We should do more of this. More of my money should be spent on keeping countries around us propped up. Because they're not looking at your country going, we should kill them and take their stuff. It's that
saying, let's not kill them and keep enjoying like them giving us stuff.
Yes, and also if another country comes in and goes, you know what you should do? You should help us take all their VCRs. They're like, no, we've had many decades of working with them. They're good friends of ours, and we're going to tell on you now. Yeah, thank you. It just stops all this. Strange enough, if you protect the people around you and you give them opportunities, the countries around, and don't control their politics, and you just mean aid them, then strangely enough, you're a good ally and a friend. And you know what you normally do? Murder your friends. There you go.
And isn't it nice that even when you're not even thinking about it, that you're being a good person? Because being a good person, sometimes that takes a little bit of work and a little bit of self-reflection and stuff. But you don't even have to worry. You just pay your tax, and it's a good person tax.
Yep, that's right.
In fact, so much of tax is a good person tax.
Absolutely. Don't be a dick. Good person tax. Love it.
So it's you should feel wholesome. You should feel great delight in the joy that you bring to others.
And it's also
don't you enjoy giving presents to people? Don't you want to see them happy? Well, these people are not just happy. They're still alive because of the gift you gave. You're a fucking hero.
And if you're – what's really great about – if you're a like a broken inside person and you could never give money to the homeless or whatever because you're broken and you're wise and you can pay your tax. And it's like having a cyborg soul grafted on a soul, and it's going to do good things for you. And you can still be a total bastard, but you're still doing good things.
That's good.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right, so that's foreign affairs and economic aid, 1.5% of my tax. 1.5% is industry assistance. This is a bit strange. This is agriculture, forestry, and fishing expenses support assistance to primary producers, forestry, fishing, and land and water management and quarantine services. Mining, manufacturing, and construction expense support programs. I don't know how to feel about this.
Well, you do want money to go to your agriculture because that's reliant on a lot of different pressures that you're not in control of. And you don't want all of your farms to go out of work locally. If they have a bad run, you want them to be propped up while the other farms are doing fine, because then everyone gets food and like you're not having to truck food in from the other side of the country because all the farms just died. Like you need food.
That's true.
You need to make sure that everyone gets fed.
Yeah.
And you do that by supporting your farmers and keeping them alive when they can't support themselves.
That's fair enough. And the other things as well, if you think of industry, industry is a way of creating jobs for the economy. Yeah, okay, cool.
If they weren't giving the money to the mines, which are an outdated technology, and were instead giving it to the solar places, then you'd be 100% on board, I reckon.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I guess that you're probably right there. And I'm all for forestry. I'm all for fishing. If you talk about
it, just sucks that there are people out there who are like, I've got $8 billion because I'm the head of a mining magnate.
Yeah.
No one should have that much money. Put it back into your business.
Yeah.
Employ people.
1.3%. Now we're getting right down the bottom into the very unimportant things that no one cares about. So 1.3%. Housing and community. Now, that anger in my voice isn't because I'm against housing and community. It's only 1.3% of my bloody tax. So contribution to affordable housing and relatable national partnerships and the government housing programs, defense housing, regional development and environmental protection programs. 1.3%, Dan. Insane. As in, it should be much more. Give everyone a bloody house if they need a house. My God, stop being stupid. Anyway.
I wish we made cleverer houses for the poor. Like, I wish I could have a pod. They do their pods in, I think, some Asian countries where it's like, it's a little room. It's like a 4-square-meter room and you have a bed and I think a shared toilet or something, and you can decorate it however you want. And it's cheap. And so if you don't have any money, you get one of these little things and then you work up from there.
In Perth, the government has bought a hotel that was going out of business and they're turning it into a homeless hostel shelter. And so you can go, you get a hotel room, and it won't be a hotel, obviously, but it will be a safe place. You can go and pay nothing and stay and be safe because with access to medical people down the bottom of it in all the shoppy areas. It's the doctors and things run by the, so you can go live safely, have a shower, have an address. Because one of the problems with homelessness is you can't get a job because you can't get anything sent to you. It's catch 22. You have to stop being homeless before you can start being not homeless. So this just gives you a place to say, I live at room 72 of this place. It's a really good thing. Anyway, that was 1.3%. Should be bloody higher. Next one. You're going to be very angry about this one, Dan. 1% of all my money, tax money, is given to recreation and culture.
Oh, the arts. That's what are they using all that 1%
funding
for?
For the arts and film industry.
Why does a culture need arts? It's not like anyone remembers the arts of cultures.
No,
it's not like it's the only remaining thing that comes from a. Of all the things that remain from like the Roman Empire, what do we have left over?
Oh,
look, a couple of statues, some mosaics, yes, some pantheons.
That's right. Plays.
Plays, you know, paintings.
Yeah.
You know, crockery. Beautiful crockery. But more importantly, Greg, do you think that the arts make life better for people? Do you think that they create
it's ruined many nights of mine.
Souls? Yeah.
And so it's not just the funding for the arts and film industry. I didn't finish. It's the management and protection of national parks and other world heritage areas. So it's got to share that 1% between those two things.
How on earth? Why don't they just give 7.75 to both? Why do they share
one?
It?
It's
1%. How does that work?
And I'm not even done yet. So there's two big things there: the arts and film industry, national parks and world heritage areas, the public broadcasting institution, the ABC, the Australian Broadcasting Corporation.
Oh my goodness!
All paid for this 1%. And here's the last one: assistance to sports and recreation activities. It's 1% is given to all these things. It's split up. And I'm amazed we have anything in this country. Amazed. But that could be a lot higher, I think. You know,
But what is that in total? Like, how much is everyone paying in tax?
It's actually depressingly small. Australians' total Commonwealth revenue for 2019-2020 is estimated to be $500 billion. Half a trillion. That's not a lot of money.
Still. You get some episodes of Bluey out of that.
That's $5 billion is 1%. And then split that amongst those four things. I guess it's $250 million for each. That's not a lot of money.
No, 1% of $500 billion.
Billion, yes, will be $5 billion. Yes. $1 billion each. I went to $1 billion. You're right. Yes.
$1 billion.
That's not a lot really, though.
Run a TV station? Especially if you sack half of them.
And there we go.
And get rid of all the great shows that are actually things to say about terrible advertising and the grip that Rupert Murdoch has over the country, actually for buyers' rights and stuff. Get rid of them. That'll save you a couple of cents.
All right. We're getting almost to the bottom.
This country's going to shit, Greg.
almost to the bottom.
I wish I could set the whole thing on fire.
Well, it does it itself. Basically, once every couple of years, it just lights itself on fire and we can't put it out. And
I wonder if it happens again in that come October.
Oh, please. Oh, don't. Please. 2020's already been too exciting. I can't. Please don't. That was this year, Dan. That was happening in January.
The virus.
Yes.
It's amazing.
That's what'll happen. We'll look out our window. There'll be a giant virus and a giant fire fighting each other in the sky. And we'll have to, like, pick one to worship. And neither of them are good.
And one Asian guy, like, looking up at them going, let them fight.
All right, 0.9%. The one that I hear most, how angry everyone is, how much money is spent. Ooh, immigration. The main expenses immigration relating to providing migration, border management, and citizenship services. That's it. That's all it's spent on. And most of that's to pay for the, what are they called, ICE, who are the thugs who kick out nice families in Billawheeler because they're a bit too goddamn brown. Anyway, angry. Right. Finally.
Yep.
The last one. Other 4%.
Other.
And
4% or 0.4%?
4%. It suddenly jumps back up.
All right.
So it's 4%.
Yep.
And it's other. And it's basically all the money that's given to state, territory, and local governments, excluding GST, because our GST goes straight to the states and governments, state governments. So it's anything they're like, oh God, really? Like Queensland says, we definitely need a bridge because everything's falling down, and the federal government puts money into it. As that's where this comes from.
Gotcha.
So the infrastructure, it's whatever the states need, basically. Natural disaster relief. So when Australia burns down, this is where it comes from. Contingency reserves, expenses relating to the nominal interest on unfunded liabilities for government superannuation benefits, and then basically other economic affairs for the consistent expenses of tourism, area promotion, labour market, industrial relations, and anything else that's not classified somewhere else. Other. There you go. That's it. That's where all my tax is spent. I'm not that upset by it. Like, no. I there's a few things in there. It's probably a bit too much defense, but defense is, we have a big land to protect, but that's me. I don't like paying fuel excises to big companies. I get frustrated about paying multi-billion companies. I don't mind helping an industry get its feet on the ground, but then when they're running, they should be paying tax and a lot of it. I don't like, hey, we'll dig your iron ore out of the ground and sell it. We'll literally sell the dirt, but we can't have a mining tax. That's insane to me. That's madness. All you're doing is, anyway. So, but most of my tax receipt, I'm pretty happy to pay. There you go.
Yeah.
Welfare, good. Health, good. Education, good. Arts and services, great. Transport and communication, great. Public order and safety, sure. Housing, community, great. Immigration, brilliant. There you go.
You say immigration's brilliant until they beat down your door and take your French wife back.
But you married her. That's all. She's Australian now.
She sure is.
Yeah, that's about to say.
Suck at them. She married into a Commonwealth and she's out there sharpening the guillotine right now.
That's the one thing about the French is they don't mess around when it comes to deposing bad governments. Oh, that's why she hangs around me. Oh, that makes sense. Damn it.
She's got your number.
No, the French. I've never understood this. I think it's more of an American thing. They talk about, cheese-eating surrender monkeys, all this sort of madness. You go, I guess, no, it's not true. Every French thing I ever see on the news is, today the government said they would put up the education debt for students in France. Paris is now on fire. Like, it's insane. Like, they do not mess around. Like, yeah,
you know why? Because the thing is, when the Germans marched into France, France had to surrender immediately. You know why they had to surrender immediately? Because their armies were in Poland fighting the fucking Nazis while the Americans were across the sea having a big old wanking cocaine fest. Wanking cocaine was actually the benefactor. Wanking cocaine.
Wanking. That's Lord Wanking cocaine.
That's Lord Wanking cocaine. Yeah.
Have you seen the thing that made me laugh? Because I'm a 12-year-old boy inside. Americans are debating about whether they should wear masks. And with their accent, they keep saying the mask debate. They can't seem to pronounce the K. And even every time you hear in the news, it's people are today angry about the mask debate. What? The mass debate rages on and many people are tired. Well, that will happen. Like, it's and it's not just once. It keeps happening with the different American accents. Keep talking about many people about the public mass debate. Okay.
Yeah, it's splattering in my face whenever they come up to me.
That's right. It's so bizarre. And I've watched them, like, watched all these news anchors say it, and I'm looking for the smirk or some acknowledgement. I don't think they realize they're saying mass debate very clearly. And they're all angry about people masturbating, or they think that the masturbation should continue. It's lovely. Anyway, bless America. Ah, great. But yes, don't mess with the French. They killed their leaders. They killed them all. They put the whole country back a lot. I mean, let's face it, the terror was not great, and then it didn't end well. As in, it didn't go, yay, everyone's happy. Bastards took over. But they were willing to do that. They were willing to just burn it all to the ground.
They'd seen the success over in the colonies. Yes. And they helped with.
Well, they did. And then they were like, come on over, America, and give us a hand. America was like, nah, we're good. Like,
ah, we're good. We got what we wanted.
Yes. We've all watched Hamilton.
French. Ha, ha.
Anyway,
they got your number. You're in trouble now. That big statue, that's not copper. That's C4. They're just biding their time.
No, Dan. It's more cunning than that. It's actually some sort of eldritch mechanical robot. Because I saw recently on a video of it being struck by lightning, and that's just it powering up. Already, there's a little clock that's gone, and and it's going to go, and she'll walk in, like in Ghostbusters 2, and she'll walk into New York and go,
bonjour! You went on into these things.
So that's it. Tax.
Pay your tax, you lucky bastard. It's a joy. Not like me. I'm here waist deep in gyros that I can't pay because the entire economy of Greece has fallen through the arse. It's up shit creek.
And if you live in a country that's not like Australia, that you don't have a welfare system, you don't have a health system, as in not just you don't have doctors and you don't have, as in you don't have a system that actually looks after people, you have to pay for it yourself, advocate for that, because it's great. Oh, I love
it. Bloody good.
It's amazing. And it's worth fighting for, and don't let anyone take it away from you. I know we sound like dirty socialists, but no, seriously.
Start flipping some fucking cars.
That's right. Portland, go fully Portland. That's all I have to say about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Go, look.
Either side.
Yeah, yeah. Sure. Just, it's the government gets very nervous when you turn up on the street and flip something over. I'm very belligerent tonight. God, I'm getting very angry about stuff. But anyway, pay your taxes, and yeah, that's it. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Thanks, Dan, for coming along.
Oh, well, we're both in rare form tonight.
We really are. So, yeah, thanks for coming.
This is why we're not allowed to talk about money and the government, usually, because it's just be like 45 minutes of like, these fucking idiots, what's a fucking car?
I have a lot of F-bombs to edit out of the podcast. Thanks for that.
Not a manifesto.
And we will all be meeting at the usual place on the weekend under the bridge. Tell your friends, meet us down there. Hello, government is now listening. Eat the rich! Never sleep with crazy. It's a whole lot of advice just today.
Oh.
Ask for money, never sleep with crazy.
I thought it was never give your actual phone number to crazy.
Oh, okay.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. All right, so let's move quickly on there, Dan.